KALW.
Okay, let me tell you what I'm seeing here. A Dayglow fish, a fuzzy bunny, a cupcake, trolley car, a lighthouse. I see a ship in the back. Oh, I see a pineapple. Oh, a butterfly. Hello. What's going on here?
What's going on here?
What did I stumble into?
You're licensing a bunch of craziness. That's what we're doing.
How do you license craziness?
There's a few rules.
Welcome back to a new episode of The Intersection at Burning Man. We begin where magical meets practical and art meets motion. Burning Man hasn't officially started, but there's plenty going on, including this line that looks like the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade if it were held in the middle of a dusty, desolate desert. But these aren't floats. They're called mutant vehicles or art cars, and the line is for the DMV, as in the Department of Mutant Vehicles. Unlike music festivals like Coachella, part of going to Burning Man is building this temporary city and the art that fills it. Most of that art is big, elaborate, and stationary, but these mutant vehicles are built atop golf carts, trucks, cars, and old buses. And as the week progresses, they will become both a transit system and a collection of roving parties with their own light shows, sound systems, and storylines.
It's art that touches so many people's lives in a way that other pieces do, but are not as accessible. Yeah. Like, you can chase an art car, you can ride an art car, you can admire an art car, like, you know. I think it was 2012. I rode over 80 mutant vehicles that year. And, you know, that's just a magical experience. And everyone has a story.
But it doesn't come easy. Building an art car just may be the ultimate Burning Man challenge. Once upon a time, you could just show up with a vehicle and tool around the desert. Then, in 96, two people were run over in their tents and one died in a head-on collision. Things had to change. Burning Man opened the Department of Mutant Vehicles in 97. And for most of the years since, it's been run by a guy known as Chef Juke.
Basically, when the DMV first started, all you had to do was show up at the DMV and have a decorated vehicle, and we would give you a license. You know, it started off with BLM being concerned about how many vehicles we're driving and realizing that we had to limit it. And, okay, let's have a better process to sort of say it needs to be more than just a paint job, this and that.
When I first started going back in 96, there were mostly cars with cool paint jobs and stuff stuck to the body, like Legos and tile. Then there was a rash of moving couches and a few tiki bars on wheels.
Over the years, they've become more complex and involved.
That is an understatement. I mean, there's a 26-foot-tall steampunk metal octopus that shoots fire out of its tentacles. Another vehicle is rumored to have cost $5 million to build. And more people want to build and bring mutant vehicles to the playa. The application and approval process doesn't start in the desert. It actually begins back in March and doesn't end until the vehicle is inspected at Burning Man in late August by DMV volunteers. This year, Chef and the DMV receive approximately 1,000 applications and they'll invite 800. They know from experience that of those invited, a sizable chunk won't end up cruising around Black Rock City.
A lot of people will give us really pretty design images that they're not really able to match.
The DMV rejects a handful of cars each year at the event, and many have to go through several rounds of inspections before they're greenlit. Also, plenty don't actually show up for one reason or another.
People don't usually say, take a 2019 Tesla and build off of that. They tend to be older, maybe a little less reliable vehicles, and so they run into technical issues. I mean, just going to Burning Man can be a challenge.
Most mutant vehicles have been out to Burning Man before, but there's always a fresh crop. This year, more than 130 new vehicles have applied. Before I head to the desert, I ask Chef to set me up with one of them. And just a few days before I leave, I get an email from Kristen Horde with a link to a GoFundMe page and this video made by Kristen's nephew, Cassidy.
My grandmother, Eileen, is a storyteller. One of the stories she used to tell me when I was little was about a man who lived in a cabin by a lake. And as she told the story, she would draw the elements on a piece of paper. The story ended with fish jumping out of the lake because they wanted to see this beautiful beast that was on the shore, a peacock. That story and my grandmother herself is the inspiration for our art car, Eileen, the Pearl Peacock. She will be a grand, towering beast built on my grandmother's 97 Civic hatchback. During the day, she will be a white pearl on the playa, but at night, she will glow every color of the rainbow. We are a family affair. The core team is me, my dad, and my aunt. We've gotten a lot accomplished on our own, with our own money, but we are running out of resources. This is where you come in. Even a small contribution to our project.
Now, I don't know about your family, but mine would never do this. I can't remember us ever going camping. And build something together? There'd be fits and fights before we finished the fundraising video, let alone the car. So this family, they're like a pack of unicorns. I need to see if they're for real and if they can actually pull this off in the heat and dirt without killing each other. A few days after I received the email from Cassidy's Aunt Kristen, I stop in Sacramento to meet her on my way to Burning Man. I just want to check in before we're in the desert without cell service and internet. I catch up with her as she's getting her hair dyed bright purple.
Gorgeous! Look at that! What a color! Oh. So is this part of your getting prepared for Burning Man?
Yes. Last week was getting everything waxed.
Got it. So who from your family is going?
So my nephew, and him and I have gone like 6 times I took him. And then his dad, who came 2 years ago. And then his mom, who's my sister.
Has your sister been before?
No, she's virgin.
Kristen's not too worried about her sister, but finishing the car and getting it approved by the DMV, that's a different story.
I'm nervous about what I don't know. I don't know the percentage of people that they don't license. I don't know. And I'm so not worried about the lighting. We're radically illuminated. I'm more concerned about, is the car hidden enough? You know, things like that.
There are 2 licenses. Lighting is crucial for getting the license to ride at night. But for the day license, they have to make sure that the car, well, doesn't look like a car.
The criteria is fairly straightforward. There's basically 4 main things, and that is level of mutation in their visual presentation. What does it look like? It should be interactive in some way. If you give rides, that's great, and we consider that. Safety. DMV doesn't do safety inspections per se. We look for obvious things, and we have some certain safety guidelines that you must adhere to. But if they have something obvious, like a big, sharp, pointy thing sticking up at 5'4", which is right about my eye level, we're going to say you need to have that not sticking out from your vehicle. But we don't want to tell them how to art.
With the start of Burning Man just a few days away, the Peacock crew has been working hard for 7 months at Kristen's metal shop in Sacramento. Most don't live locally, so they've been Skyping weekly and commuting from LA, Portland, and outside Seattle to work on weekends. Now that the car has been pretty much built, they have to disassemble it so they can transport it to Burning Man, where they'll put it all back together. The next time I see Kristen is in the desert.
This is my sister,
Robin DeMore,
and our mom is Eileen. This is Dennis DeMore. That's her husband.
Got it.
And
okay.
And his father. This is
Cassidy. Heard a lot
this
about
is David.
You,
David. Lovely to meet you.
So he did the video.
Are you the NPR guy?
Yeah.
Holy shit, yeah. Dude. Wait. Let me give you a hug.
I thought you were just some rando.
So I came tonight just to sort of see where you were at, get a little tour.
Oh yeah, you haven't seen it yet. So this is a 1997 Honda Civic.
At the moment, it's still a suburban sedan, but now it has what looks like a metal bed frame attached to the roof. And a tall metal skeleton, which Kristen says is the Peacock's neck, sits beside the car.
My mom drove it for 10 years. That's Eileen. She then gave it to my nephew, Cassidy, who drove it for 10 years. And he decided to get a new car, and he said, let's make an art car. This is where the feathers will go, and then this will be the neck and the head. So we're going to start tomorrow morning and put it together.
I'm going to be here.
Yeah, good.
David, good morning. Did you ride over on a bike?
Yeah.
I return the next morning. There's some work being done, but aside from the constant rhythmic banging from the camp next door, the vibe's pretty relaxed. I check in with Cassidy, a long-haired, baby-faced bear hug of a guy, with a laugh. Well, that reminds me of my own.
So what's your plan for today? Like, when do you see what happening when?
There's fabric that needs to go over the whole thing, making sure all the lights are working. There's a bunch of ropes, pulleys, and bolts, metal bars that go down the length of it. The wiring needs to be finished. So it's a bunch of work. And then once we're done with that, we'll go get in line for the day license. It'll take us at least 4 hours before we try to leave.
Do you have a cup? Do you want something to drink?
I would love something to drink, and I do have.
That's Robin, Cassidy's mom and Kristen's sister. She's the camp's designated photographer. She also keeps everyone fed and hydrated, myself included.
Hey, Dave. This is Eileen.
Robin's holding a fading snapshot of the car's namesake.
That's the day she bought the car.
So that's in 1996. She's 91 now.
So tell me about your mother.
Well, my mom, you know, is from Indiana. She was married to my dad for 60-plus years and had 4 daughters.
Like many parents, Eileen kept the house stocked with all manner of art supplies. What differentiates her from, say, my parents is her lifelong commitment to fostering creativity in other people's kids, too.
She started a preschool and created a place where people camped outside to get their kids into the school, because it was so interactive. And
Eileen's
so
also written books about developing creativity in children and about storytelling. So it's not surprising that she raised 4 creative kids.
They would ask me, if I put this beside that, will that look good? I said, I don't know. Try it. I just let them decide what they wanted to make. I mean, they learned things sometimes when they weren't able to do what they wanted to do. My artistic talent is laughable because I'm always experimenting.
Although Eileen questions her own abilities, she's clearly influenced her daughters. Both Robin and Kristen now make their living as professional artists. Robin says her mom's true gift is storytelling.
She would dress up as Mother Goose, and she would go into schools, libraries, bookstores, and she would tell stories.
And one of her classics was about a peacock.
And so Cassidy remembered that story, and so as he was thinking about this car, he thought, I want to do a peacock. I want to call it Eileen the Pearl Peacock.
This is his tribute to a grandmother who gave him a lot more than an old car.
The peacock just seemed like a perfect example of her creativity that she passed on to my mother and to my aunt, and that they instilled in me. My first year seeing the art cars, it was like a dream, you know, that like maybe one day, but I never really thought it would be feasible. It just seemed like the people who have the art cars out here are the, like, elites, you know? Like, they're the ones that are doing it right and, like, have the best time because they don't get so tired from all the biking and walking and everything. Originally, it was going to be a giant penis with feathers, so thank God my aunt got involved. And then I got my dad, you know, started talking to him about it.
I've worked construction years ago, and so, I don't know, it just sort of comes natural to me.
So when they started to talk about doing an art car, what was your initial reaction?
Do it. Let's do it. Why not? I mean, it's one thing to have a great camp, but it's another thing to have an art car.
This is Dennis's second time on the Playa.
I was here 2 years ago. Cassidy asked me to go, and it's like Mike's son asks, and I do.
I love hanging out with him, and this is like my favorite thing on the planet, and so why not?
A whole bunch of my 60-year-old friends were like, gee, you know, didn't you feel like an old guy there? And I said, you know, it's so full of life and energy and positivity that for me, it was phenomenal.
They've never actually assembled the entire peacock. It was too big for Kristen's studio space. And now they've got to do it with the added challenge of 95-degree heat and frequent dust storms. And Cassidy has the added pressure of coordinating a team of 15, including his family, the artist who designed Eileen the Peacock's head, plus some friends from high school.
So the messenger lines, once all the messenger lines are in and the lights are tested, then we can put them on the car.
So let's let them do their job.
Are any of them done? Can we put one in?
This one's done, and there's a second one that's done.
Okay.
We need ladders.
So we're going to lift together. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Whoa! What's going on?
It's falling out of this stupid ceiling.
Another person in there?
Yes, please, another person would be great. Do we have any clue where that tool went?
I never saw it, so I don't.
Why can't I twist it?
I don't know. Something's caught. Oh, it's the bolts.
No, there's a hole here. I'm pulling it off.
I think I see the problem.
What?
There's screws that make it not flush.
Okay, so are we going to re-drill the hole?
Let's re-drill the hole. It's fine.
Oh, wait
either
a minute.
What?
I don't know. We haven't done this before.
Get the neck.
They all have some experience building things, but like many folks coming to Burning Man, their dreams are exceeding their skill set. While her family struggles, Robin and I stay out of the way and take it all in from the shade.
They've had to do things they have never done before. They've had to figure out how to light this thing. They've had to figure out how to weld. Like, they all became welders. They made mistakes, and then they problem solved through it. I mean, like, over and over again.
I don't know.
We definitely should drill the hole.
Listen, we need to drill that hole.
Okay. Well, you might need to... We might need to take the head off.
Cool.
I don't know.
Let's drill the hole first.
Yeah, we have to do that.
And then we'll do the neck fabric to see if we need to
drill.
The drill?
I thought we were going to be done with this a long time ago.
I'm drilling.
Yep, drill, drill, drill. Pushing slowly today on my right.
Okay, let's try this again.
There you go.
There you go.
Perfect.
Oh, wait.
Talk it out. What?
I don't know.
Just as one problem seems to be solved, another one pops up.
It's not the power. Well, the power's been working for all the other ones, right?
Right.
Yeah. Can you work on that?
We have a short.
Yeah.
When we first started, everybody else who's made an art car was like, don't do it.
And what are you thinking right now?
I'm thinking they were right, but we're already here. It's already built. We got to finish. It'll be worth it. It'll be worth it.
Robin knows these people better than anyone.
Any surprise in how people are reacting?
They're much calmer than I would have predicted. There's no fight left in them.
Unlike most of the people building Eileen, this is Robin's first time at Burning Man. She's now been here a couple of days, so I wonder how she's holding up.
Gosh, you know, I heard it was dusty. But I thought, how dusty could it really be?
Here's how dusty it gets. During whiteouts, it's like being in the middle of a dense cloud of silt with zero visibility. And when you retreat to your shelter, you have to get zen about the serious layer of dirt on everything.
I'm just amazed by how much, in every single nook and cranny, there is something creative going on. I wish I had a month.
What would Eileen think?
She would be uncomfortable and also fascinated.
What about Eileen at 60?
Yeah, I was actually just thinking that. Yeah, I think she would have jumped right in. Yeah, at 90, a little tougher.
90. I mean.
Yeah, actually, wait. 91.
At 91, the only way I'm coming here is if they like wheel my ashes out, basically.
Here comes a giant tarantula.
You don't see that every day.
That's right. I mean, that's pretty cool. Nobody's going to steal that bike. This is a good spot here, right on the Esplanade.
Yeah.
While Robin and I take in the sights, the scene is a bit more tense just a few feet away.
Kristen, don't pull that old bullshit off. I've been taking orders from you.
Dad, do not stand on that board. That board is not supported. You need to be on the edges of it. Yep, you're going to pop through it. It's really brittle. Okay, perfect. Can we get somebody on the ground here?
It's just a lot of tedious work. I'm anxious, honestly, because we're going to miss out on getting the day license today if we don't finish in the next 45 minutes, and I was really hoping to get it done today, so we'll see.
It's a real cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Works well for your story.
We all grab some much-needed sleep and get back to it the next morning.
I'm back.
We missed you.
Do you have some breakfast? Do you
want? No, I didn't.
I have some leftover hash browns.
If all goes as planned, they'll get their permit from the DMV today.
We are just doing final tweaks. I was hoping to leave and be over there by 12:30. My guess is we'll leave around 1.
An hour later, we're on our way.
We're going to the DMV, Dad. Okay, is everybody on? Everybody's ready?
Ready?
I'm ready to get the fuck out of here like I have been for about a day and a half.
So I don't actually know where the DMV is from here. Can anybody point me towards it?
You want to head slightly left and it's that way.
I try to help Cassidy, but the surreal signposts make it a bit challenging to give directions.
I think it is by that silvery thing, that shiny, shimmery thing, right in front of it.
To the right of that?
Left.
Does anybody see the end of the
ship?
I
don't really
see where the Golden Gate Bridge?
Head for the Golden Gate Bridge.
Copy. That's the one.
Man, it is hard to tell how fast I'm going.
Shit, I should have gone to the bathroom.
Right here. You'll have time.
We take our place at the end of a long, long line. I have no idea how long this is going to take, so I decide to do a little exploring.
Well, I'm going to work the line. I'll be back.
All right.
Don't let them do anything without me. What are you doing?
Waiting in line. How are you?
Good. What do we have here?
It's a Lego croc.
I get it. A Lego crocodile.
Yes, that's right.
And I bet it lights up it like does. Hella.
And from the front, you'll see beautiful eyes that actually shift.
Wow. What do we have here?
Fuzzy Claudette, the white elephant.
And what's her story?
Well, if you Google white elephant, you'll see that it is a possession that is, it costs more than it's worth in expense, or something like that. Sure. It basically defines what, you know, spending $10,000 on a fucking golf cart for a week. But I just like to give people rides, and it keeps me out of the sun, and keeps my back from hurting from riding a bike, so.
My name is Cabin Boy, and this is my art car called the Tiki Tiki. And it's been out here for how many years? 10 years?
Who are you guys?
Fish tank.
Fish tank.
And what do we have here? A butterfly?
What? It's a dragon.
So her name is Shelly the Crab. The wheels are retractable, so she can go from driving mode, 5 miles an hour, to walking mode and crab around. I actually prefer to ride on my electric skateboard a little ways away because I don't like the attention.
So you can remote control it?
Yeah.
And what's your name?
It's Dustin Hoffman.
Is that real?
Yeah, Mom said she was always going to name me Dustin, but didn't plan on marrying a Hoffman, so.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. Have a good one.
Thanks. Cassidy, what have I missed?
Nothing. We're just sitting in line.
How long has it been?
About an hour and a half.
The Pearl Peacock has slowly been inching its way up the line. Now, they're almost at the front.
So close, yet so far.
Have you been helped yet?
No.
All right.
Hi.
I'm excited because this is a gorgeous car.
Oh, thank you so much.
Your paperwork and your driver's license,
absolutely.
Please.
Absolutely. So now, what are you looking for? Are you going to be doing the inspecting?
I am.
What are you looking for?
So people think a lot of times that like we're doing safety inspecting and things like that, but we're actually really just kind of like a, sort of like an art jury, really.
A what?
An art jury.
Oh.
We basically look to see that they brought what they said they would bring. Are we good here so we can go back in and take care of their stuff? All right.
Anything for me to listen in on or beat it?
Yeah, I can't really talk to you about it. I'm sorry, honey. We'll be back out in a second.
A group of DMV volunteers gather inside the makeshift DMV office. The conversation looks serious, especially in light of the fact that they're talking about the artistic merits of a massive sparkly bird on top of an old Honda Civic.
Can we speak to the owner alone? Cass.
Hi.
Certain angles that we're looking in, I think it's more so from over there, you can see a lot of car.
Gotcha.
And you're wanting to cover the car as much as possible. So I would suggest even maybe, I mean, again, I should be giving you specific, but well, I mean, if you came like instead of straight on the trunk, over the trunk.
That's
we want to
okay.
not see the car. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Great.
So we'll get you guys a sticker and get you approved, but we're just going to put some notes for next year that we need to step it up and cover the car a lot more. Because they're going to look at your photos from last year, next year,
sure.
and they're going to be like, wow, we're seeing a lot of car.
Gotcha.
All right, you guys have a great burn.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, clear?
How are you feeling?
So good, man.
Are you less stressed now, finally?
Yeah, I'm sorry about earlier. I've been,
You have to understand, people have always
I've just been worried about that moment for so long, for like 6 months.
Yeah.
And I'm just so grateful to everybody.
Are you willing to stop for 1 second so I can turn the speaker on?
Sure. No rush now. Oh, man.
Yeah.
I don't know if I have been more proud of anything in my life. Maybe getting into college.
What are you proud of?
The one who approved us, she was like, oh, this is your first year. And we were like, yes. And she's like, oh, good. And I was like, why is that surprising? She's like, 'cause it's pretty. And that was like such a, oh, that touched my heart.
Yeah.
So it's cool to get that recognition, you know? Hey, we're legally driving in our car. I don't know where I'm going. I think I'll just go left of this.
Kristen, what are you feeling?
I don't know if I can talk. When I'm looking at Cassidy crying, I start to cry. And he's driving, he shouldn't be crying. There's no crying while driving.
They're relieved, but they aren't done yet.
Now the night review is another whole kettle of fish, so we got to figure that out.
We'll go test out all the lighting, wait for the sun to go down, and go back to the line and do it all again.
But we think we've lit it up enough.
We'll see.
At this point, we go our separate ways. And while I'm interviewing folks for another episode, I lose track of time. Before I know it, it's totally dark. I can see fireworks being launched all over the playa. So I head toward the DMV to find Cassidy and company.
Oh my God, that must be it.
Through a sea of blinking lights and sculpted neon, I spot her.
That is the fucking Pearl Peacock.
I don't know what I was expecting, but from a few hundred feet away, Eileen is glorious, a regal peacock. Her feathers are full-on Vegas. What was white metal by day has been transformed into an epic light show of greens, oranges, blues, and purples.
It's beautiful. I am not just saying that for dramatic effect. From here, it really is gorgeous. Oop, butch it, sorry.
You made it!
I did. I saw you guys from afar, and I'm like, it looks amazing.
I know. We're pretty happy.
Oh, hello.
Fancy seeing you, Mian.
How are you doing?
So good. I took a nap.
Good.
Which helped quite a bit.
Oh, wait. We're moving.
Eileen is your grandmother, right?
Yeah, it's her car.
Oh, wow. What a tribute.
Finally, it's time for their last inspection. Waiting for us is Barbecue Dale. He's a DMV volunteer who looks like a crusty old sailor.
So have you guys been out of playa before? Or?
No.
First year. Awesome. Yeah. All right.
How they doing for first year?
I'll let you know in a minute. They've looked at it from the standpoint of mutation during the day when they could see it, so that the original vehicle isn't so obvious, the base vehicle. At nighttime, we're looking to see if the lighting's radical.
And?
Well, let me finish looking at it and I'll tell you.
Jeez.
Well, you know, I step back a little bit.
Yeah.
All right, and the whole thing you're looking at is like, if this is driving across the playa, does it say wow? And I think it says wow. It says wow to me as it was pulling up. All right, yeah. Safety is first in my book.
Yes.
As it is for Burning Man. So stay at 5 miles an hour, make sure you got good visibility, and you'll be fine.
Yay! Can I give you a hug? Thank you so much.
Be safe out there, man.
We will.
Thank you.
All right, are we done now?
Right, slightly.
We head back to camp, where Cassidy has something waiting for us on ice.
Yes.
I just want to express my immense gratitude for all of you, Dad. This fucking thing existed in your brain first, and thank God for that, because we wouldn't have had a clue what to do. And I'm so glad that you were my partner in crime on this, because I needed it. And Kristen, we are not worthy. You gave us your home, and we let us take over your workshop and destroy your tools.
Yes, this took over my life. You know, this is all about Eileen. This is really about her and the life she's given us. And, you know, really none of us would be here. Ultimately, it leads back to her.
Yeah.
You know, because of her genes and the creativity. So So, all right, so.
For hundreds of years, boats have been christened by the breaking of a bottle.
Oh my God.
And it's usually done by a woman. So
wow, seriously?
You have the honor.
I christen thee, Eileen, the Pearl Peacock.
Thanks for listening. On the next episode of The Intersection, we'll meet a group of burners whose mere presence at the event may surprise you.
It confuses other people. They're like, what do you mean a blind person is going to Burning Man? What are you doing here? Why? How can you understand this?
Listen to new episodes every other Wednesday. Subscribe to The Intersection podcast wherever you get your audio fix. If you like what you hear, leave us a review. And if you want to know more about the podcast, head to theintersection.fm.
Well, you're part of the family now, David.
I'll see you Thanksgiving. The Intersection is a co-production of David Boyer and KALW. Jonathan Davis is the associate producer. It's edited by Ben Trefney and engineered for your listening pleasure by Gabe Graben, with theme music from Eric Pearson. And this time, with vocal coaching from Shireen Adel. Until next time, I'm David Boyer, and this is The Intersection.